I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Thursday morning, Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
It is Taz and the Moose with you, and CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. All right, let's kick off this third and final hour. Here we go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
We finally get to hear from Ezekiel Elliott.
We do. Let's hear from Zeke himself. Back at camp, back at, I should not say camp, at practice yesterday for the Dallas Cowboys after inking that six-year contract extension. Let's take a listen.
I believe I'm the best.
Was it important for you to be the highest paid running back in football?
It was.
Why?
Because I believe I'm the best. I was definitely really anxious, you know, because I definitely wanted to be here for the start of the season. But I'm happy it got done when it did, and I'm glad I was able to rejoin my teammates and, you know, start the season with them. You know, there was just the ups and downs, and, you know, some days it seemed closer than others. And a lot of times I felt like we were getting close and then, you know, kind of regressed. So, I mean, it was just a lot of ups and downs.
That happens, you know, with the stress of a contract. I understand how much money the guys make, you know, Moose, but like I know years ago I've had that where I was in contract negotiations and my lawyer was talking to the company I was working for. It was WWE the one time. And, yeah, it gets stressful. You think that these guys just sit back and they enjoy themselves and they wait to get a bunch of money thrown at them. I can imagine that amount of money that's on the table and that his teammates are practicing, he's not there. Was I feeling a little bad for him at the time? No, but hearing him say that, he's bringing into his mind, Ezekiel Elliott, is how it's like, well, it was stressful for him because, you know, he wasn't signed yet, and I guess he wanted to be with his team. And, yeah, he got paid the proverbial king's ransom now, but he is the NFL's leading rusher, and he is the best player on the Dallas Cowboys. And, man, I'll tell you what, his confidence got to be through the roof right now.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. And here is Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner, on getting this deal done.
Zeke has been arguably our best player. I'm not trying to be unfair to anybody else, but he's an incremental part to our success. We're glad to get him booked in. We're glad to have him on the team. We're all overpaid, if you really wanted to look at it that way. For what he has done, how he's worked, how he's utilized his skills, then he's in the marketplace of where we are in pro sports and pro football.
Oh, there you have it. So that's the Cowboys owner. Let's hear from the head coach, Garrett, on having Elliott back aboard.
Great to have him back. He was here this morning for the Breakfast Club meeting at 7:30 and went through the walkthrough and anticipated him practicing today. So he's been a big part of our team, and we're excited to have him back in the fold. Zeke's been a big part of our team. He's so well respected by everybody in our organization. He's been a really important player for us. So it's great to get him back in here. I know they were working hard on it last night. I was in those conversations. And then, you know, this morning we woke up early and we found out the news and we got him in here. And he's had a good day so far.
Yeah, I mean, so there you have it. Elliott's happy. Cowboys owner's happy. Garrett's happy. They'll be taking on the Giants at 4:25 Eastern time on Sunday. In their home and season opener, Taz. So everybody's happy, and we'll see if it equates to ultimately success in 2019.
Yeah, I think they got a good chance of it, man. It's my pick to win that NFC North, and we'll see what happens. I really think that they got everything clicking, and they're showing how much – I should say NFC East, I apologize. They're going to show, I think, this year how everything's going to click for them together. Jerry Jones is showing how much – he wants this thing to go, you know, he wants to win now, right now. He wants to win the big one.
And he should. It's been a while. That's the goal here. And it's been a while. And pressure's on everybody down there in Dallas. But Elliott's under contract. All right, number two.
number two.
Antonio Brown, Instagram, at Raiders.
Wow.
When your own team want to hate, but there's no stopping me now, devil is a lie.
Okay.
Everyone got to pay this year, so we clear.
There you go.
Hello.
That is so Antonio Brown yesterday. That was after the nearly $54,000 fine came down from the Raiders to Antonio Brown on him August 18th, August 22nd, missing a practice, missing a team walkthrough, Taz. So he then fired back, posted the letter and the fine letter. And then posted that on Twitter along with that.
Yeah, it's Antonio Brown. He's just a real pain in the neck.
On Instagram.
It's just nonstop.
Got five kids.
You know what? Best receiver in the game, but he's just a big headache. I thought he'd be a headache once the season got rolling if the Raiders were losing games. Instead, he's been a headache for the preseason and camp. Nonstop headache. I gotta say, that was really funny. That Mike, that you got Zach to do the read like that. That was funny. Reading the Instagram.
Yeah, it was my idea.
So we clear.
Oh. Hey, it was your idea. Nice. The moves.
Yes.
Good job, my man.
Yeah.
Creative. I wish I was involved with that meeting, that creative meeting, but that's a good job by you, my friend. Yes.
When your own team want to hate, stopping me now. Devil is a lie.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
Thank you. I appreciate
good job, buddy.
That. Yes. It's not the only contribution I've ever made, but I appreciate that.
Oh, what's that mean? What kind of a slight was that? I'm not slighting you. I'm saying it was a great idea.
I know. I appreciate that. I was just joking.
I'm putting you over. You know I don't do that much, Moose. You know me.
I understand.
I'm not gonna put nobody over.
But that works. So you look at it for Brown now, it's a matter of getting back and playing football for the Raiders. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. The scenario is for this situation is that they hope the headaches go away and the production leads to success out there in Oakland, because that's where they got him. I mean, they got him to make Carr a better quarterback. They got him to make that offense a lot better, a lot more dynamic. That's why they brought him aboard and brought him in for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If it doesn't and it leads to more and more headaches and there's a regression in the production, then the Raiders are going to cut bait real fast.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll have to see what happens. I personally think he's gonna do well. I think he's really motivated. I mean, from what he's saying there, what his statements were, kind of sounds like it's not about team anymore. He sounds like he's just angry about the $54,000, and it's like it's him against the world, including his teammates. That's what I'm reading into it. I could be wrong. That's my take. Did you read into it like that?
I read into it that lack of support.
Like because he's saying it's me against. I'm not looking at it right now. It's like me against the world. He's saying, okay, when your own team want to hate, so he's knocking the ownership, the front office, I should say, but he's not mad at his teammates there. But there's no stopping me now. Everyone gotta pay this year, so we clear. So I don't think he's just talking about his opponents. I think he's trying to prove himself. He has no heat with his teammates. It's to Gruden. It's to Mayock. That's what that shot's about.
Yeah, and then taking it out on the rest of the league.
And I think he's trying to. I don't think he's going to be Mr. Nice Guy. What his coach and the general manager either. That's what I'm taking from it.
I don't know if I read all that.
I
think he's bothered. Well, he's upset. I didn't read all that much into it. I didn't read it. I mean, I think he's bothered and upset. I don't know if he's going to take it out on his coach and the GM.
My point in telling you how my mind thinks, I agree with you that he's going to take it out on the rest of the league. That's what he's saying. We said everyone's got to pay this year, so we're clear. That I agree with you on. But I also think part of that, because look at when he's putting this on Instagram. He's putting this on attached with the letter from Mayock that he got banged $54,000 for missing practices and walkthroughs and stuff like that. So he's mad about it. He's saying,
sure,
my team's hating on me, meaning Mayock and yeah, Gruden. And I do think, my point is, there'd be no reason just to put a vague statement out there saying everyone's got to pay this year. All my opponents, all these defenses I'm playing against. Like, I think it's more than that. I think he's taking a shot in his mind, combative mind, at the head coach, which I don't blame him, and the general manager. That's how I read into it.
I mean, listen, you could be. I mean,
I could be right.
You're right about that. I mean, you know, that's a possibility. For the Raiders, I think the most important thing is they want him to be a productive player on the football field. John Gruden doesn't have to be going out and having dinner with him, nor does Mike Mayock, or hanging out with him poolside. during off days. They just have to make sure that he's catching the football and being a productive receiver, Taz. And I don't know with the state of mind that Antonio Brown is in right now. I don't know how many friends he's got looking around. It seems like he's happy being an island of one. And him being the sole occupant of that island. He seems to do a nice job that way. So, listen, I give the Raiders credit for finding him. They should have. They got to send a message. They want him to be a productive player. It was a constant drama and nonsense throughout the course of training camp. And you know what? They said when you're going to act like that, there's going to be a price to pay. And for the Raiders, it was nearly $54,000.
Right. It's a lot of money, but they sent the message, and you have to do that. You have to set the tone with a guy like this.
Yeah,
and they tried to
exactly
embrace him and love him, but he's been such a pain. All right, here we go. Let's go to the third one.
Number three.
Packers versus Bears kicks off tonight.
Yes, Packers, Bears tonight. And it, oldest rivalry, we know that. You're not getting the traditional Super Bowl champion opening it up. You've gotten that before in the past, Taz. You're not getting that tonight. 100 year anniversary of the National Football League, which I think a lot of people look at and think there's going to be a lot of celebrations over the course of the year signifying that, Taz. And tonight it starts, NFL football for real. We could put that what was albatross of preseason football in the rearview mirror. We've gotten through all of training camp, some teams healthier than others. And now it begins for real. We've got great football in what should be a very entertaining game between two teams that have got playoff aspirations.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to this. I mean, two NFC old school, like you kind of saying, smash mouth grit type teams playing in Chicago at Soldier Field. So looking forward to that for sure tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's real, like you said, real football. Now all of us with our fantasy teams and the fantasy leagues, we can get locked and loaded. I got Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback, but yet I'd like to see the Bears win the game. How odd is that? So, stuff like that. Do you have any Bears or Packers? I'm looking at on your
off
team.
Off the top of my head, I don't think I do.
I'm going to go to the rosters and look. So
have Geronimo Allison? Maybe I have Geronimo Allison.
I don't know.
No, that was another draft. No, I do not. I don't believe I do.
See, that's when you don't have loyalty. You're not like me. I have loyalty to Taz and the Moose Fantasy Draft League. I have loyalty to one league.
I don't know. I don't think I have a Packer. I don't think I have a Bear.
How do you keep up with all these leagues, though? Like, how do you do that? It's too much.
It probably is too much. You're right about that. You're probably right.
I mean,
that's a fair assessment.
You play in those leagues for fun, too, or there's a prize?
No, there's a prize.
Hello?
No, there's a prize.
Right.
You can hopefully reap the reward of your hard work over the course
just
of the year.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was a prize. I know.
Yeah, well, we couldn't come to terms on a prize for this league.
We got to do something because someone's going to win.
I know, but we could not reach an agreement.
But we didn't really,
it the other
let's
day.
Be honest, we didn't really have full detailed discussions, and we probably should have it maybe in our post-production meeting later.
Yeah, that's probably right.
That might be a good thing.
That would be.
What's your team? Oh, Deion's left, right? Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Well, I'm sorry to memorize that. Hold on. Let me look. I'm still confused.
What did
I
say? I said Deion's left.
Because you had a little bit of a disappointment in your voice that I didn't remember your name and your team.
I didn't have a disappointment.
You have Matt Ryan, QB. Mike Evans is your receiver. Diggs, Barkley, Jacobs. I don't see any, maybe on your bench. I don't see any Packers.
I don't think I do.
No, you don't. You have no one.
I don't think I do. So I got to adjust my fantasy leagues today.
All of them, right?
Yeah, just kind of get them. So then I have an idea of where I want to go and then maybe Sunday decisions.
Wow. Something, man. You got a full plate, bro. I mean, really. Especially now, you have all these leagues you're in because you're very popular. Everybody wants you in their league. And everybody loves Mark Belushi.
No. I should drop out. They're entertaining. They're fun. They can get frustrating and infuriating.
How do you drop out now if you're in a league?
Not now, after the season.
I was going to say, you can't
after
be
after the season.
I was invited to no leagues except for this one. And I think that there could have been a vote for you guys not to have me in it.
Aren't you doing the family one? The 6-team league?
Which family?
You said you were in a 6-team league with family members.
Yeah, and they got rid of me.
Oh.
I'm not in that. No,
Why'd they disband it?
I was causing a little bit of a hassle beforehand with my brother-in-law.
How could you call it? All you guys are drafting as Pro Bowlers. Okay, I mean, it's like a 16 league.
Yeah, no, it didn't happen. And then
it's like
the
cream of the crop. You don't even have to. There's not much effort or work.
It's true, but I had it on the tatch. Not anymore. We used to have. We did that the 6-team league too, which every team was great.
Oh,
but you know, I just kind of said.
Oh, maybe I confused that.
Like nobody invited. No, I had a family thing too, but they threw me out. My brother-in-law's. But now I see. The thing is, man, I don't have no one wants me in their leagues. Like nobody at CBS Sports Radio, that league you're in.
Well, there was no opening. So it began way before.
But I'm a friggin' main host on this show.
No shot. They weren't going to
screw. How is it no opens?
That would be unfair to somebody that was in the league already.
No, life's not fair.
Well, you could take over my team next year.
No, I'm good. But what I'm saying is, it's the principle of it. Like, I would think that if someone, like, let's just say it's a producer or a board operator, you throw that guy out and you put in a main host like Taz. I'm a co-host of the Morning Drive show on CBS Sports Radio. I mean, I'm the man.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so why wouldn't I got more social media followings than everybody in the network combined? I'm thinking this humbly.
Well, listen, you and I, here's where we disagree. I don't need to force myself into a league. I'm just asked.
You said, how many followers does Rome have?
I think he's a million something.
All right, he's got me beat. He's also doing radio 600 years. I mean, so let's put it that, you know, maybe 550. What do you think? How many years?
I have been doing a while. Yeah. We're going to be doing a while.
So you say, you're unlike me, you don't force yourself. I'm not even invited. You don't have to. People.
No, you're asking someone.
They clamor to you.
You're asking. You're pleading on national radio to be forced into a league.
No, I'm disappointed. Right? I'm not pleading. I didn't plead with
you're
nobody.
Like I would. I would think I'd be welcomed in, and you'd force somebody out.
No, I just feel bad for me that I'm not invited in the leagues.
And feel bad for yourself that you're not invited into fantasy. More importantly,
I feel bad for whoever's running the league for CBS Sports Radio.
Maybe you take it as like a come to Jesus moment.
Well, that's a message.
Maybe being more welcoming.
Oh, could be.
Maybe you do that.
Hard-ass Joe.
That could be. Be a little bit more...
A little nicer guy?
Well, a little easier to talk to, a little nicer guy, a little friendlier.
I'm a little brave.
You don't look like you're grumpy all the time, kicking chairs.
It's just my face. I mean, that's just the way... I mean, the chair's getting away.
Shut up!
I'm not... You know me. I'm not into small talk. I don't do the sweet nothing. I'm sincere. I'm not disingenuous. So I don't do like the little sweet nothings. I don't do the, how was your weekend, Bobby?
Goon Jones.
That's not my style. I'm more like, all right, let's go to work. Let's grind it out. I don't do, it's a pro wrestling thing, bro. I've never heard, I've never heard anybody in the wrestling business after going to a Monday Night Raw. I've never heard anyone say to anyone, how was your weekend, Batista? I've never heard that in my life. Well, how was your weekend, Hulkster? Never.
Nobody.
We work.
Yeah, well, okay. That's great.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
This is not wrestling, though.
Well, to me, it is.
And this is not Raw. We're not at Madison Square Garden.
I know. We're near it. We're not far.
Sometimes you have to change the way you approach people.
Dude, 30 years, though, of that. What am I going to do? It's tough.
You can adjust.
30 years.
Everyone can evolve.
Have a good day.
No, you're right. Pete's not wrestling today. But you can ask him how his day went.
Pete's not wrestling. All right.
Come back. We'll talk to Andrew Brandt. He'll join us next. Taz, Moose, on a Thursday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, on this Thursday morning, Andrew Brandt will join us here momentarily. Columnist with MMQB, NFL Business Insider, former executive with the Green Bay Packers. They open up the season on the road tonight in Chicago against the Bears. He'll join us here momentarily. Bogus is in the house. Final time this morning. What's up, Andrew?
Good morning, everybody. Here's your report. It is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors. Realtors do more than buy and sell homes. They stand up for your right to own one, too. That is what realtors do. It is the most played rivalry in NFL history. It dates back to 1920, meeting number 197 for Chicago and Green Bay kicks off the new season at Soldier Field at 7:20 local time tonight. So what's Khalil Mack's favorite part of playing the Packers?
It's like Aaron Rodgers, man.
With your back.
It's always fun. It's always fun playing against that guy, going against one of the best in the game, and understanding that it's one of the biggest rivalries. It just ups that level of competition.
Mac debuted as a Bear against these Packers last season. He had a strip sack, a pick six, and recovered a fumble. He and most Bear starters set out the entire preseason, so tonight's their first game action since last year's playoff loss.
That's a good way. Aaron Rodgers, right? He didn't play all preseason. Like, all right, now I got to deal with Khalil Mack. First game, live game. Have fun.
Chicago tight end Trey Burton's a game-time decision with a groin injury. Falcons owner Arthur Blank said Tuesday an extension for wideout Julio Jones should be done this week. Yesterday, Atlanta reportedly reworked a couple contracts to create $5 million in cap space, presumably to redirect towards Jones.
You know, I was looking just now at Twitter, Andrew and Moose. And the NFL tweeted out a pretty cool picture. I don't know if you guys saw this.
It's all the players like looking.
They're looking at a looks like you know, I can't tell them, a lighthouse or something. They have palm trees around them, and it's pretty cool. It's a character. It's a drawings. It's all at the top players, quarterbacks, Breeze, Antonio Brown, Mahomes,
the Vince
Brady.
Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is. Oh, you're right. It looked like a lighthouse from a distance. Good call.
Yeah, with the sun. I wasn't looking down in Miami.
You're right. That's exactly what it is.
Everyone looking south.
It's cool.
That's a cool picture.
Yeah, everyone looks, oh, you figured it all out. Wow, Moose, you're the south, the Miami. Wow.
Super Bowl, Moose. Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Such there you are really just
yes.
Intelligent man.
Right, yeah.
All right, you can have it.
All right, take it away. Baseball things happened last night, guys, but relatively unimportant. So now back to you.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Great job this morning. Andrew Brandt now joins us. And he's been on with us before, NFL Business Insider columnist, MMQB. Hey, Andrew, Tass and the Moose with you. Thank you for a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, guys. Always a pleasure. It's you know, this is quite a day all my lives. You know, my life as an agent, my life as a team executive, and now kind of a business of football analyst, where it turns. This is the day it all turns from off-season mode, which is actually a busier time for the jobs that I've had, to in-season mode. And I just tweeted out, you know, this is where front offices in the NFL really let out their big exhale because the product is done.
Yes.
They're on to 2020. Now, yeah, we can talk about maybe Dallas has another extension before Saturday, but this is the turnover. And the front offices have spent 6 months architecting, massaging, molding these teams, and now it's up to the coaches. For better or worse, the product is finished, and these teams are turned over to the coaches.
Well, I think that's a good point, Andrew, that a lot of people don't think about. You're right, the coaches now... They're in charge of getting this thing, winning games, and players are in charge of performing the right way. Speaking of players and great players, one signed to a huge money deal, as you know, with Zeke Elliott. Yeah. We'd love your overall impressions, Andrew, over the Zeke Elliott contract.
Well, this is one of the sounds like I told you so, but this guy was never going to miss time. And I sort of remarked to people, what do you think he's training for in Cabo?
Right, right.
The XFL? I mean... He wasn't going to miss time because he knew that whatever deal was on the table, if you get maybe a last-minute sweetener, you know, was going to be a lot better than what he had. Now, we haven't seen the details, but, you know, my first impression is the player gets what he wants in terms of the public knowledge of the biggest contract ever. I don't know if it is or not. We can look at the details. The team gets 8 years. I mean, think about 8 years. 2 years was left on the deal, 6 more years added. I mean, there's no way he's a productive running back at the end of that deal. He can be the greatest running back ever, but he's not going to be productive in 8 years. And I guess I look at it, originally I looked at it like, wow, the Cowboys got 8 years on this guy. But then I thought about it with running backs, you know, you take what you can get because it's such a disadvantaged position. So my feeling now is whether it's 8 years or 800 years, it doesn't matter. You know, he's not getting another deal. So might as well just say, yeah, Cowboys, take whatever years you want. Just give me my money. And for a running back, I understand that deal.
You understand the deal, and you get in, and obviously the running back position certainly is where guys, and you know, but do you think, you know, Taz and I were talking about a little bit earlier, Andrew, Do you think what Elliott getting paid, now it can only work in certain circumstances, do you think it's it's a sign of things to come here with other running backs who've got a couple years left on their initial rookie packs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the question I've been asked a lot this week is whether it's running backs or whether it's Clowney or whether it's Trent Williams or, you know, you can do this, whatever people think this is, holding out, flexing your muscles, power. You can if you're special. I mean, there is a handful of players that can do what Elliott and Clowney and a couple years ago, Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack. But you better be in that category. So you're asking me if this is a game plan for running backs. Well, maybe. I mean, if you're Saquon Barkley in a couple years and he's the way he is today, but the number of people that can literally do this without consequence, you can count on one hand.
Right. Right, yeah, we hit on that earlier, talk about Barkley and also Kamara, you know, guys like that that are just amazing players. Like a Melvin Gordon, you know, he's sitting out right now. He's not getting that. He's not as good a player as Ezekiel. He's just not as special. I mean, he's turning down, what, 10 mil or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a careful what you wish for because
right.
He holds out. They offer him double. He's making five. They offer 10. He doesn't want 10. So what's his option? Now to try to get traded? No one's going to trade for him because no one's going to give the Chargers what they want and what he wants. So he's going to come back tail between his legs at some point.
Yeah, he's got to. So when I ask you, Andrew, Antonio Brown, as you know, always in the news, always talking about him. And, you know, no shocker to anyone, right, that this guy causing headaches already. But are you surprised it's this early that he's stirring up, you know what, this early before one game?
Yeah, of course. I mean, listen, we haven't even seen him on the field.
I know.
And but I guess the question for Mayock and Gruden is how much of this is a surprise? Because there's no one listening that doesn't know Antonio Brown was, not only is, but was a diva. And so Mayock and Gruden knew it. So how much of this is a surprise? You know my saying, greater talent equals greater tolerance. How much tolerance quotient do they have out there? And we've seen some good cop, bad cop with Gruden and Mayock. And, you know, on that fine yesterday, they had to do that. I don't agree with anyone that say you don't do that to your star player, but, like, of course you do that because you're protecting your rights if things go south, which that guy's combustible. So you have to do that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, I'm curious, Andrew, from a business perspective. You know, Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, the Colts are valued at a tad under, I think, $2.6 billion. He was offered $3.2 billion to buy the Indianapolis Colts. When you look at the valuations of these NFL franchises. You heard Mark Cuban a couple of years ago talk about the fact of fat pigs get slaughtered, right?
Right.
As valuations go up, revenue streams go up. I mean, you know, where's the end point here? I mean, it's almost ridiculous the amount of money that's coming into the NFL and where these franchises are valued at.
Yeah, and really, you know, if you step back and look at all the contract negotiations for individual players and then the CBA, and then you see a story like this, you just got to roll your eyes. You know, these owners are fighting and they're saying we can't guarantee future deals because we got this rule and you got to fund it up front and we can't do that. I mean, come on. The asset values, and whether that report's true or not, wow. I mean, the latest sale is Carolina for about 225, and people can have their opinion of where Carolina would rank value-wise among their favorite teams, but it's probably lower half of the NFL. So I just think, you know, franchise values are going up and up, and you're right. When you look at the NFL, we've gone through the concussion problem, and what I mean by that is we've had the movie and the League of Denial and all that talk, and it seems to have not, maybe there's some participation issues at high school levels, but hasn't done anything to NFL popularity. We've gone through the Kaepernick issue. Hasn't done anything to NFL popularity. So I don't know what the threat is for the NFL going forward. I guess the threat is younger generations wanting more on-demand content. But I just think you're going to invest, and you got billions. That's the place to go. I just don't see a diminution in value anytime.
Andrew, so tonight, Aaron Rodgers, yeah. You know, they go at it, you know, right there in Chicago against the Bears. What's your expectation or excitement level for Aaron Rodgers with this new offense and stuff, with the new coach and the whole new system? Give us your thoughts on it, please.
Yeah, I'm obviously biased, 10 years there, but right, I know Aaron well. But I think the whole world's looking at this, like, what's the chemistry factor between Matt LaFleur and Aaron? And, you know, listen, you're talking to the guy that hired Mike McCarthy 13 years ago, and we had all those same excitement and expectation back then, absolutely. First with Brett, and then with Aaron, and now it's all over again. But, you know, listen, the McCarthy relationship got stale, and that, you know, if Matt LaFleur is there with Aaron 13 years from now, that'll be the same thing. It's just, it happens in life. So, yeah, renewed energy, new offense. I've talked to Aaron about, you know, looking at cut-ups from when LaFleur was in Atlanta with Julio Jones, when LaFleur was in Washington, Robert Griffin's great year. You know, they're looking, and they get excited looking at all that. So, yeah, a lot of excitement to see what happens against a great Bears defense. Could be great.
Do you think the criticism, you know, certainly after the fallout with McCarthy being done in Green Bay, and we saw a number of stories come out, yeah. You know, talking about the relationship and just what went awry. Do you think some of the criticism of Rodgers has been unjustified here, Andrew?
I do. I realize I'm a biased opinion. I just think, you know, I'll say it this way. Whatever is said about Aaron flexing some muscles in terms of his abilities and his status, good or bad, it happens in every locker room. I mean, there are alpha dogs in every locker room, so, and usually at the quarterback position. So I'm not so sure whether how much of it's true or not true, but whatever it is, it happens everywhere. And there has been a lot of focus on Aaron because I think people like to point fingers at him, maybe because, I don't know, he dates famous women or whatever it is. There just seems to be a little more target on him than some of these other top quarterbacks.
Well, Andrew, we certainly appreciate the time this morning. We really do. Always great catching up with you. Enjoy the opener tonight, Packers and Bears, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, likewise, Andrew. Guys. Thank you. Take care, man.
Yeah, take care.
You got Andrew Brandt, NFL Business Insider, as he mentioned, former agent, former executive with the Green Bay Packers, MMQB columnist. It does it all right now, giving you a little bit of a feel in terms of as we get you set for the opener tonight.
Yep, yep.
Packers and Bears out there in Chicago. We got the undercard coming your way next.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I thought you were throwing something at me.
It was
a second,
rubbing alcohol went flying across the studio.
It did. But all good. All good. Yeah. The undercard comes your way next. It's a big Thursday morning program. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, make sure to download that podcast, right, Tad?
Yes, sir. Go to Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and grab the show every day for free right there.
And you mentioned another place you can go get it.
Stitcher Jones, Stitcher Radio.
There you go.
Stitcher, I believe, has it. Spotify, we're looking into.
Okay.
But the Taz Show, you can get on Spotify.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
And Basketball Drives?
Nope. I'm not sure. Is it there?
It is.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Wow.
It's on Spotify.
Wow.
It is, yeah.
I got shut down now. Mike, congrats.
Yes, I got a question. How exactly are we looking into whether we're on Spotify? Meanwhile, the producer of our show is doing a podcast, and we fire it out there, and he boldly comes out and says, it is.
Next question.
It's a good question.
Do you have a good answer for me?
Bro, I never thought of it like that because I didn't know Basketball Drives was on Spotify. Mike, is your podcast also on Apple Podcasts?
It is.
Oh, wow. He's spreading it out.
I get that.
Hold on a second. Is it on radio.com? That's
no.
It's not.
Because radio.com has different policies. I don't control radio.com.
Is Taz and the Moose on Spotify?
I can't look at it. I don't know.
I don't think we are.
Every time I check, it says no, but there's no way for me to access
Mike,
it.
Can you get that rectified?
for you, Moose? Sure.
Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
We got Packers, Bears tonight. NFL season gets going. Big football Friday show for us tomorrow. We'll have college picks. We'll have NFL picks. We'll obviously recap everything we watched tonight in the National Football League as well. Across the college landscape, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I had a little, you love this. Your friend, Pete the Body.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he sends me a little trade.
Oh, okay.
And listen to this. This is for public consumption for our fantasy football league, Moose. This guy tries to make a move. You know, everybody that knows what's going on here, I want Devin Singletary, the young running back for the Bills. I wanted to make a trade. He's offering me to take Austin Eckler from me, the starting running back for the Chargers, to give me Singletary. And he said, bro, I don't care. You know, it's all for fun. You know, it's not like there's a big prize at the end here, right?
Yeah.
And I said, well, wait a minute. When I offered you Albert Wilson, you know, you were like all upset. Now it's all for fun. I'm not giving him Austin Eckler.
Oh, you're talking about Pete Gass.
What did I say, Pete the Body?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Pete Gass.
My bad.
I said the wrong name. That's right.
No, no.
There's a good reason to be thrown off. I said the wrong name. Pete Gass. I apologize. Yeah.
Okay, so Pete Gass. That's not true. So, well, then he's looking at Austin Eckler as being more valuable than Singletary.
You wouldn't make this trade. I can't make this trade.
No, I would not make that trade. Knowing the Gordon scenario, I would not make that trade. I agree with you there. The fact that there's, you know, you still got Frank Gore up there in Buffalo, it seems like there's going to be three running backs to get some burn. Now Singletary may eventually push through, but it could be a month, 5-6 weeks before that ends up being the
People
case.
Are saying, though, that Singletary is going to be like one of the key guys, one of the key sleeper running backs.
I don't disagree with that.
But the thing is, the goal of Pete Gass, that's the point. And then he's got the nerve to say, oh, if I made that trade, you'd rip me on the air. I would never share off. If not for public consumption, with me and Pete.
That's not true. He's right about that.
I wouldn't do that. You know.
He is right about that. That's fair.
I mean, so Pete Gass, if you're listening.
Yeah, he said no.
Right. It was done right here.
No.
Right on the air. Right. So you can take it and stick it. Okay? Try again. You want Albert Wilson? You could have him. Give me Singletary.
I know. I think everyone could have him.
Poor
he's
Albert
out
Wilson.
There.
He's listening. He's okay. These guys are killing me.
All right. Let's get on my back.
Oh, yeah. He's like, God.
Here we go. The three. The undercard.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right.
Figuring it out. Here we go. Americans are willing to name their child Pumpkin Spice if they get the coffee for life. Would you make that trade?
Pumpkin Spice.
Lower the music a tad.
Wrong one.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was looking at the wrong one.
A little bit. So.
Double dipping Joe.
It's been three years.
It's like, what's that, Mike?
For everyone that didn't hear that or thought Mike was a little muffled.
I can try the question again.
Take two, Mike.
All right, here we go. Let's try this again. Americans are willing to name their child Pumpkin Spice to get coffee for life.
Oh.
Would you make the trade?
No, I wouldn't.
That's a no. Yeah, you can't do that.
Think about it.
Run around, you name the kid Pumpkin Spice, he's going to get his ass whooped on a regular basis.
It's just a terrible name. Give your kid a chance. Thank you for free coffee.
It's like, you know.
I mean, don't be a cheapo.
This kid's a senior in high school. Who knows?
Oh, they could go by the initials P.S.
Pumpkin Spice in
P.S.
the back.
P.S. Thompson. What's your name? Pumpkin Spice.
Pumpkin Spice Rotuglo.
Right.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, I mean, Pumpkin Spice.
No. You can't do that. That's moron.
We go to this young lady in fifth grade? Carmel Macchiato. What's the answer? Yeah. I mean, that's the next thing. Like, you know, Trente. Give me another one. You're drinking little fancy drinks that you like at Starbucks.
Vanilla latte?
Yeah. Oh, Trente vanilla latte. Oh, you know the first president of the United States? Really?
Yes.
Give me a break with these stupid names.
No, you can't do that.
No, you can't. You're right.
You can't. You got to go. Think about your child. No, that's not worth it. No. Right. Yeah. Not at all.
Manly names or femaly men?
Now, if you're saying it's a Big Mac.
Well, Big Mac's a good name.
That's a good name.
Hey, Big Mac, what do you got?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, what up?
Right, exactly.
Big Mac. That's
Big
a good
Mac.
Yeah.
Big Mac. McDonald's. How about, get free Big Macs for the rest of your life.
Can't name your kid Whopper.
No, you can't name a Whopper.
Well, depends what line of work he goes into.
Kinda, no, yeah, right. Well, that's true. That's a good point. But at you know, let's look at posting a picture of your son, you know, when he's in first grade. Oh, here's Whopper's first day of school.
This is my kid, Big Whopper.
You're like, Whopper.
Wow, you see why.
Right.
Right. That's podcast
yes,
stuff.
That
right
is. Here we go. Next.
Oh, man.
Dolphins offensive coordinator Chad O'Shea on why Josh Rosen isn't starting. He's still learning the offense. Ooh. Will he ever learn the offense?
Yeah, I think you'll see Rosen this year at some point in time. The Dolphins are going to be really bad. Here's what they need to figure out, because they're going to be and have an opportunity to draft one of these college quarterbacks next April, Taz, is, you know, he might be still learning the offense. It might be still rough. And you know, at some point, though, they got to figure out what they have in Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Because they cannot be moronic and go through the year and play Ryan Fitzpatrick and not figure out what they have in Rosen and what is going to be a really bad year. Their over-under number, I think, is 4.5. Mm. So, I mean, they might win 2-3 games this season if they win that. I mean, they're going to be a really bad football team. They got to figure out what they have in Rosen so they have a good feel going into next April what they want to do with the draft.
Tell you what, I am with you 100% on Miami for sure. You know, and people think that just because someone comes from that Bill Belichick system as Flores, you know what I mean? They think that it's just a foregone conclusion. You're just going to roll up and start winning. That's not what's going to happen here in Miami, that's for sure. You know what I mean? Side note, complete side note. I got Pete Gass texting me, ripping me, saying because I called him Pete the Body, and I made a mistake.
What?
Sick of this guy. I'm so glad you made me give my phone number to that guy.
Well, he'll be. He's fine. He's a good man. He's a good man. Someone made a mistake. He's back, Pete.
Thank you, Moose.
Next.
I love when you have my back.
We're all overpaid.
Okay.
Bill Belichick was asked if he was excited for the start of the season.
Bill, after all these years, do you still get excited for the opening night?
Yeah, I like football. I like football season and all the things that go with it.
Is there anything more Bill Belichick than that?
It's a work, Mike. There is nothing more Bill Belichick than that, and that's why he does it. It's a work, and it's funny.
It's great,
but you don't buy it.
Very entertaining.
You know it's a work, though. You know he does this on purpose. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't bother me.
It is entertaining.
It's entertaining. I take it for what it is. It's entertaining. I like his short responses. I like his snarky, sarcastic responses. I like all that. I like the tone, the treble. I think it all just works.
Does it bother you that some people in the media buy in and think this is how he really is? Like they're mocks.
No, because there are people that tell you that know Belichick. They talk about how great of a personality he is. He's a funny guy. You get him outside the football. No, I don't know. You know, that might be a work of people telling you that they buy into the work.
Oh, really?
Ever think about that?
There's such thing as a double work. You got to watch the double work. It's a rare thing, but it happens.
That could be a double work right there.
That's a rare thing.
I stumbled upon something I didn't know was a real thing.
Double work's a rare thing. Yeah,
very rare. It's like the solar eclipse. Here we go. Next.
I bring accountability.
And finally, Cam Newton set the Guinness World Record with 51 one-handed catches in a minute. Could you do that? How many could you do?
That's a great question. Obviously off the jugs machine, right?
You're talking about the jugs? Yeah, I'd probably catch every one of them, I would think. And probably 60 in a minute.
The old record was 45, so he surpassed...
45?
The old record was 45, so he caught 51 in 60 seconds, which is a lot.
I did 40 once. I'm just, you know.
That's two hands. You got to be doing two hands.
I use one.
Thanks, everyone. Mike, Pete, great job. Bogus. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Until tomorrow. Peace.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.